I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News, where it is time once again for our award-winning history series, Saving Stories, with Dr. Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries. It's a segment where we feature interviews from the collection. Doug, welcome.
It's good to be here.
And we have a treat for UK football fans today. As we all know, this is the first time the Wildcats have started a season at 6-0 since 1950. In fact, Bear Bryant was the coach at that time.
I thought I would start off this time with some archived audio from the UK Library's Special Collections Research Centre featuring the legendary broadcaster Claude Sullivan and his call of the UK Villanova football game in 1948.
George Kentucky's ball, fourth down and 10 yards to go on the Villanova 10-yard line. And the fans are getting some enthusiasm now up to the line of scrimmage, Blanda calling the signals. There's the snap from Yalinski. The handoff to Jim Howell. He gets loose to the five, the one. He's fighting, fighting. He can't quite make it.
The halfback who carries the ball in this clip was one of the standout players of that era. Dennis Emery interviewed Jim Howell for the Nunn Center on June 24th, 2019. Jim Howell started as a halfback his freshman year in 1944. One small detail, that year, 1944, Howell actually played for Coach Kerwin. But after the 44 season, Jim Howell was drafted into World War II. After his service, Howell returned to the University of Kentucky to play football for the 1947 season. In fact, he mentions in that interview that he didn't even know who the new coach was for the football team, Coach Bear Bryant.
But soon everyone was going to know Bear Bryant, who ushered in an era that we'll never forget.
UK had a great season in 1947. Jim Howell has the distinction of scoring the very first touchdown in UK's first ever bowl game. UK won the Great Lakes Bowl against Villanova in 1947. In addition to scoring the touchdown, Howell played both offense and defense, and he had a great game.
I had a good day, and it was a snowy day. The field was wet and snowy and cold, but I don't remember that at all. I mean, I had such a good time, you know, playing.
The team continued to improve under Coach Bryant, and during Howell's time, he played with great players like George Blanda, Babe Parilli. In 1949, UK went 9-3, including a 25-0 win over the Georgia Bulldogs. That season culminated in an Orange Bowl appearance, which was an unfortunate loss to Santa Clara. Howell recalls an interaction he had with Coach Bryant before that game.
I remember it was a sunny day, and we were on the Orange Bowl field, and he came over and he said, "Jim," he said, "this is probably your last game, but," he said, "I really enjoyed your play and all that kind of stuff." So I said, I like the two, Coach. It was good. So we had a good understanding of each other, and he was good. But he was tough on guys that were slackers, I mean, you know.
Jim Howell actually attributed the loss to the fact that Bryant was a little too hard on the players in the preparations leading up to the Orange Bowl.
Yeah, we had a better team. We should have won that game, but we didn't because everybody was overworked from our time up at Cape Canaveral. And as soon as we got there, all the townspeople were there to meet us, say, "We're going to take you fishing. We're going to do this. We're going to do that." And Brian said, "Everybody go to the room, get your uniforms on. We're going to go out and practice." And we did. And then the next Monday, twice a day, we practiced. And it was hard practice in the heat.
Jim Howell talks about how he felt like Coach Bryant learned his lesson. The following season, after Howell graduated, Coach Bryant led the 1950 team to a 9-1 season that culminated in a victory over the number one Oklahoma Sooners in the Cotton Bowl. And according to Howell, he said his friends who were still on the team said that they could pretty much do whatever they wanted in the week leading up to that game. The Orange Bowl loss was, in fact, Jim Howell's final game. He was drafted by the Green Bay Packers, but he chose not to play professional football and focus on his family and his business career. At some point in the interview, he starts reflecting on this era of coaching, and the parallels to today are really interesting.
I think the school knew that these coaches were good. You know, we were going to have good teams, and they were going to get good players, and you got to have a good coach getting good players like Stoops is doing now, you know, in football here.
You can listen to this interview online at KentuckyOralHistory.org, or you can listen to some of the early games from this era in the Claude Sullivan collection at exploreuk.uky.edu.
Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries has been our guest again on Saving Stories. Thank you very much.
Go Big Blue.